not a State of the Union, but it will lay out his priorities. Some Democrats say they plan to invite newly fired federal workers as their guests. Sean Baker's film Anora went home with the top prizes at the Oscars last night. It won Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Screenplay. Pope Francis had a quiet night. No signs of any setbacks as he recovers from pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. UW Health calls an offer from Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield unfair. The Madison-based health provider says if an agreement isn't reached by April 15th, it'll no longer be in-network for patients with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield Wisconsin insurance. Anthem says the insurer will continue to negotiate. The Lac du Flambeau tribe is backing off on the threat to issue trespassing citations to people using contested roads on their reservation. Tribal elders said in July that anyone caught traveling on several disputed roads without authorization would be issued citations while litigation over an easement dispute continues. And applications are open for Wisconsin's 2025 elk hunting season. Hunters can purchase an elk license application online through the Go Wild license portal or in person at a licensed sale agent. More information is available on the DNR website. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We are tracking a system that has the potential to bring some fairly heavy rain late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night, and then eventually rain will mix with and change to snow on Wednesday into Wednesday night. There could be some minor accumulation with that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles, mid-40s. Get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:02 on Monday morning. We're heading into the danger zone with Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Day is it?
Oh, it's Monday.
What? It's Monday already?
Rise and shine.
Why are you talking like that?
Oh, I see.
Oh, you're a DJ.
But how can I be a DJ? I'm just a guy with an inflated self-image.
Trust me, you're perfect.
Oh, huh. In that case.
Are you ready to be entertained?
I am ready. I am so ready.
Let the show begin.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:10 on Monday morning. We are so happy to be with you today. I hope everyone's having a great day so far. This weekend definitely went flying by. A lot of things were happening in the area. You can go check the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page to see everything that we were visiting this weekend. And we had a blast doing that, being out and about in the community this weekend. We thank everyone for participating as well. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast this morning and see what the weather's doing. It's going to be interesting this week, and we are looking at an interesting forecast, to say the least. And, you know, it is Wisconsin. The weather does change, and so we just kind of go with it. Today, we do have a chance of sprinkles. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 48. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of rain. Then rain is more likely into the early morning hours. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 41 degrees. Tomorrow, rain is likely mostly in the afternoon, high of 49. Tomorrow night, rain with a low of 37. Now, Wednesday is going to be interesting. We're looking at rain to start the day, then mixing rain and snow together throughout the morning. We will see temperatures fall throughout the day, and by 5 o'clock, it'll be 28 degrees. That rain later on in the day will turn into snow and mixed precipitation on Wednesday. We are monitoring the system right now. Little to no accumulation is expected as part of this system. And then on Thursday, warming up, it will be sunny with a high of 41. Taking a sneak peek to the weekend, we do have a slight chance of snow on Friday, high of 39. Highs in the 40s for the weekend. So we are looking forward to that. Currently, it is 30 degrees outside the Max FM studios. And as I mentioned, we were having a busy weekend. And as part of that, we had some interesting foods this weekend as Wendy and I were out and about. Sometimes not the most nutritious foods that are out there. And that's the one thing that we're sometimes guilty of, right? You get into a hurry, you're looking for that convenience. And the website eatthis.com put out a list of the 100 unhealthiest foods on the planet. Now, here are some of the most obvious culprits that are out there. Number 10 on this list is cake. Number 9 is ice cream. Now, they didn't say if cake and ice cream went together hand in hand with this or if it was a separate item. So, yes, we're looking at cake and ice cream. Number 8 is donuts. Number 7 is not a surprise to me, but it is one of my favorite foods, and that is going to be microwave popcorn. So yes, microwave popcorn is considered an unhealthy food. Obviously, everything that is in there is not that good for you. Number 6 is no surprise to me. It is cookies. So yeah, that's definitely an unhealthy food. Not surprised to see cookies on that list. Number 5 of the unhealthiest foods on the planet is fast food burgers. And again, that is not a surprise because it is fast food. Some of that stuff is processed. It's not the greatest thing for you. So eating fast food in general, yeah, not good for you. Number 4 of the unhealthiest foods on the planet is French fries. So yes, French fries, and you know, they're deep fried in most cases. You can make French fries in the oven, but you know, they're still not healthy for you because you probably eat more than you're supposed to. And so yes, that is something that is not good for you. Number 3 on the unhealthiest foods on the planet is processed meats like bacon and hot dogs. So bacon is no surprise. It's kind of, if it tastes good, it's probably not good for you, right? And so that is one of those that I'm not surprised with. And bacon is just, you look at it, you eat it, it tastes good, you love it. So yes. Number 2 of the unhealthiest foods on the planet's white bread. Now, this one surprised me a little bit because, you know, you get into the carb side of things and you're not supposed to eat a lot of it, and it's considered unhealthy. In our household, we try to go with a full or grain type of bread in most cases, and so that is a little bit better for you, and so that's what we try. Number 1, unhealthiest food on the planet is potato chips. And again, this is no surprise. I mean, this is right there with French fries. It's probably one of those foods that's convenient. You eat it and you should not be eating it. Now, a few more that you're surprised that might be to see on this top 100 list, we're going to talk about. So again, we're talking about the unhealthiest foods on the planet, and these were in the top 100. Bottled and fast food smoothies. Yes, not surprised. Granola with added sugar, ketchup, barbecue sauce, frozen dinners. And the one that shocked me on this list was coffee creamer. So, yes, coffee creamer, not healthy. Emily, we thank you for joining us this morning. Were you surprised by anything on this list?
Yes. Good morning. Happy Monday, everyone. I'm going to have to just straight up get out the red pen and cross off granola. That makes me sad because I eat a lot of granola, and I'm pretty sure most of it has added sugar, right? I mean, sugar's in everything. So
right.
That's a bummer. Really, granola was like kind of the name that you'd tease people back in the day when they ate healthy. You'd kind of call them a granola or whatever. So
right.
I don't understand. That list seems weird. I'm surprised that... that white bread is up as high as it is. I know that white bread's not great for you, but I smushed in between a hot dog and potato chip. I mean, let's keep it real. A white bread sandwich with hot dogs and potato chips is not like the end of the world. Like, that sounds actually kind of fun at like a baseball game or something.
It does. Well, here's the thing.
Wow, we're going to go make them now. Oh, boy.
Right. We should. I'm almost thinking about it, but then I'm looking at everything that's going to be on the plate, and it's all on this list because you think about it, like a hot dog bun is similar to a white bread situation. We try to go with whole grain, and we don't notice a big difference in that bread. When you do a whole grain bread, it seems to taste just as good, especially like with a sandwich or toast. And so we're trying to do that, but it's that convenience, right? And there are some grain breads out there that are definitely, I will say, grainy, for lack of a better way of putting it. But say we take this whole list, I could have my cake and ice cream. I could make my burger with a donut with having cookies and then a fast food burger and french fries all in there with bacon in there. I mean,
I know. It's definitely impossible to make a meal out of this list. It's really sad.
It is. It's like,
be a fun
it's
challenge.
Almost like
cover it in barbecue sauce and then have some microwave popcorn afterward with your movie after supper and you're in good shape.
Right. Could you imagine eating this for your whole meal, starting with breakfast? Now, of course, you had donuts on there, so you've got breakfast covered. Lunch could be that fast food burger and french fries. And you could throw some bacon on that burger, you know, and then have some hot dogs with potato chips for dinner with a bun. And you've got pretty much everything covered. And don't forget to eat that cake and ice cream for dessert.
Oh, yeah.
And you totally have done this whole list. And it's unfortunate. But, of course, those foods that are not good for us are the ones that are the quick, easy, readily available foods as well.
It's true. And it's kind of like a... the quick stuff, the easy stuff, and oftentimes if you're talking about like fast food, the cheap stuff too, right? You can get like a dollar burger or whatever at a lot of places, tends to be the stuff that's not good for us. So definitely think about that. Convenience oftentimes with food equals not healthy. And that's kind of just a screwy part of the situation, because if you want to eat healthy and you don't have a lot of money, it's really difficult, or you don't have a lot of time, that's really difficult, because it's not impossible though. I mean, you can get grab and go stuff. It just depends on the store that you shop at, but if that stuff isn't available near you, then you know it's difficult. It's a challenge to try to eat really healthy. There's just so many other options. So, and everybody, you know, markets their food as being as good. You know, they're not going to market it as like, this is going to be terrible for you, right? So you don't really know until you know. So it's hard to eat right. It really is. It's a challenge, but you know what? It's a welcome challenge. I think everybody's up for it. And there's definitely, since you know we were kids, there's a lot of education that's been, made public, and people understand more about what it takes to put some good things in there in their body, and also still enjoy food, right? It's possible. So
it is. And the granola. Well, granola is shocking.
I'm sorry. We eat granola all the time around here. So
And it's not like I dump extra sugar on it, so I'm not quite sure what they meant by this list. And again, we're talking about the unhealthiest foods on the planet, and this came from eatthis.com. So if you want to go look at the full list, eatthis.com for the unhealthiest foods on the planet, and see where some of your foods are on there. I mean, it's going to be interesting, Emily, to say the least. You're going to be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Sounds like a plan.
More music morning with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Yeah, everyone knows why dance is not safe. Men Without Hats Safety Dance on Max FM.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life. We abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. They're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance. We can dance, everybody's making a chance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
.99.7 Max FM. This is David Grant. I am joined by Shannon Howley from the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. Shannon, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thanks, Dave. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate everything that the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry does for our community. And we want to take a moment to say thank you to everyone that partnered with us last week to support the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry, Shannon.
I wanted to say thank you, too. And I want to start with thanking you guys at Max FM. I appreciate that you've helped us get our information out there, that you help support us as a business. It's much needed and appreciated. So thank you.
You're very welcome. We are glad to help in any way that we can within the community. Our community is just so important to all of us here at Max FM, Shannon.
I appreciate that. The community is pretty important to us, too. And I appreciate the businesses that stepped up to show support, and also not only to us, but to you guys as well.
Yes, we appreciate each and every one of them. And I'll let you kind of list them off this morning, Shannon.
Perfect. I'd like to first say thank you to Teal Plastics, Inc., 12 Salon and Barbering Company, Cab Theater, Main Street Books in Reedsburg, and Viv Medical Aesthetic.
We know how much their help is going to help the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. You are able to provide over 2,200 meals to those in need in the area. I'm amazed. I'm speechless, Shannon.
Yeah, for $1, we can provide 5 meals. So it's about how it breaks down. And so when you raise $220, you can provide that many more meals.
And that's the nice part about this, is that we're able to get those meals out to those folks that are in need. And let's talk a little bit about Beyond Blessed Food Pantry, because the food distribution is every Wednesday night. Just go on and go through that process with us today, Shannon.
So every Wednesday night at our new location, 1101 Lake Street here in Baraboo, you have to first meet at Circus World Museum parking lot, where you receive your ticket. Then we shuttle you over with a pace car and you're served up, and it moves much quicker and much more efficiently now.
Yes, it does. And it's so great to have you in the new facility now. It has been a welcome addition to the area. It makes your life life a lot easier, and it makes it so much easier for everyone that is in need in the community as well. Shannon, anything else that you want to add today?
Just again, thank you to these businesses. Thank you to you guys. It's with partners like you that we're able to continue our mission of feeding our neighbors.
Most certainly. You are very welcome. And we appreciate everyone's support that helped us out with this. And stay tuned. We're going to be doing other things throughout the month to come. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Poor shooting and some untimely turnovers cost the Badgers in their 71-62 loss at Michigan State on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Spartans inching closer to another Big Ten title. John Blackwell had 19, Nolan Winters 17 rebounds in the loss for the Badgers, who traveled to Minnesota on Wednesday. In women's action, Iowa beat Wisconsin 81-66, UConn down Marquette 92-57. NFL scouting combine is in the books, wrapping up yesterday in Indianapolis. More than 300 prospects taking part in hopes of boosting their draft stock. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team sweeping Bemidji State in the opening round of the WCHA playoffs. Wisconsin advancing to this week's WCHA final faceoff. The Badger men fell 6-5 to the U.S. National Development Program in an exhibition last night. They'll take on Ohio State in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament this week. Cactus League baseball, Brewers and Guardians settle for a 12-12 tie. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
We are tracking a system that has the potential to bring some fairly heavy rain late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night, and then eventually rain will mix with and change to snow on Wednesday into Wednesday night. There could be some minor accumulation with that. Today, mostly cloudy, a few sprinkles, mid-40s. Get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month, interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:33 on Monday morning. Here is you too. I still haven't found what I'm looking for on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:41 on Monday, March 3rd. We are going to celebrate some celebrity birthdays and local birthdays and anniversaries. And Emily, if people want to text in and let us know about a birthday or anniversary, how do they do that today?
Well, they can do it a couple different ways. They can text in through the Civic Media app. So go to your app store on your smartphone, put in Civic Media, nice little app will show up that's got a C and an M on there, a red background, and then click on that, scroll all the way down to the second to last, 99.7 Max FM. There's a cute little picture of a mouse there. Click on that, and then click. Touch screen on that.
The old taparoo.
Taboo. Text, there's a text option on the bottom right. You can hit that, and then you can tell us anything you like, including birthdays that you're celebrating, upcoming today, this week, in the future. We'll calendar it, and or anniversaries. So that's one way. There's also a direct text line that Dave likes to talk about because he's old school. I like to talk about the app.
608-355-9970. You can take your phone and text. And yeah, if you still have a flip phone, you can still text us as well. I would still have a flip phone probably if I could get away with it.
You know, I found a flip phone. I found two of our old phones around the house over the weekend. We were doing some spring cleaning, and it brought me such joy. Like, it was one of those Verizon ones with the QWERTY keyboard that you slid it to.
Oh, yeah. We got one right here.
I loved those. And I was like, is there any way I can use this? And I was like, no.
No. No. Like, can my smartphone have a full keyboard on it?
No, I just wanted to switch back to the simplicity of just having that as the phone. And not I'm talking about literally just being like, revert back to a time that you can't do that much work on your phone. And it's not always with you, you know? Like,
yeah.
So anyhow, I played with it for a minute, but, you know, the battery was dead. It didn't even turn on. Yeah. So it was still kind of cool, though. Anywho, but we do want you to text us in birthdays and anniversaries because we'd love to celebrate with all of you out there listening. We appreciate you. We want to show that on the air here. So, but moving on to celebrity birthdays quickly first for today.
We have some good ones.
Yeah. So let's see here. Oh, I'm going to start with this one. Tone Loc, 59 years old today.
What?
Of course, we know Tone Loc for Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina. Little fun fact about Funky Cold Medina. My husband long ago told me his two-song karaoke challenge playlist. There's two songs and two songs only, and one of them is Funky Cold Medina.
I want to see him doing it.
You bet. I've seen it. One time in my life, I saw him do Funky Cold Medina for karaoke. It was incredible. The second one, I'll let you think about that for a while. I might tell you in a little bit. But yeah, Funky Cold Medina, fantastic in the karaoke. Rob Grether, what do you know about that? But anyways, Tone Loc, that's the big day today.
We're going to play some Tone Loc today. But I'm going to play one of the other songs that we don't usually play at Tone Loc's because, you know, mess with the playlist.
Yeah, it's Monday. You got to do it. You got to do it.
Right.
Another one I like on here is David Faustino, 51. He played Bud Bundy on Married with Children.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that show. I cannot
believe. He's 51?
He's 51. Yeah, he was the little brother. Yes, and he was just so, his character. Oh, I love that show so much. All of those characters were just, they were such strong characters on their own, and their family dynamic was just, I mean, it's very borderline inappropriate nowadays, but it doesn't matter because they were making fun of those, you know, stereotypes, right?
Right.
So, but yeah, it's pretty cringy, but still, boy, it was funny. I mean, it was definitely pushing the edges when it was
out, yeah, for, you know, sure.
Which of course is why I liked it a lot. So,
I remember watching as a kid, and I'm like, wow, I cannot believe some of the content on it. It is still on some of the antenna channels. I actually saw it flipping through the channels last night. Going to leave it at that. We're going to move along again. It's Monday, March 3rd. We're talking about celebrity birthdays. Jennifer Warrens is 78 years old. She sang with Bill Medley on the 1987 Dirty Dancing classic, I've Had the Time of My Life. She also sang with Joe Cocker on the song The Final Scene of an Officer and Gentleman, 1982 smash, Up Where We Belong. So that one I did not know about. Obviously, I knew about the whole Dirty Dancing classic song. We're going to play that in a little bit here as well. Again, celebrating celebrity birthdays. But I did not know about the Up Where We Belong. I was shocked by that one.
Yeah, some of these, you know how we are. Like, we are like, oh my God, that person I grew up with, them, like my best friend. And then we look at the age, we're like, oh.
Well, that part too. I mean, I was shocked by this. I mean, Tone Loc, you know, we're talking about that. And I'm going to give you another one that's going to shock you. John Carter Cash is 55, son of Johnny and June Carter Cash.
I'm surprised by that one too. I didn't realize he was up there that high. Things are going crazy. Time's going by. We're in a time warp. I don't know what to say about any of this. Jessica Biel, 43 today. She's, of course, in Seventh Heaven. The remakes of The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The A-Team, and Total Recall, all remakes. Also, she's Mrs. Justin Timberlake. I did not know that.
I forgot about that.
I'm going to have to say, they don't do that really anymore. So whoever wrote this needs to check themselves. Mrs. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
That's not how things goes. Because apparently he's Mr. Jessica Biel. So if we're going to go there, we're going to go there.
Yeah, right. Is he Mr. Jessica Biel? Because we don't ever talk about him as being Mr. Jessica Biel.
Exactly.
No, it's Justin Timberlake, you know?
I know. It's Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel. Two separate individuals that are married. Let's just live in the current century that we're in right now.
Right, exactly.
But, again,
celebrity
she's an incredible
birthdays.
Actress.
She is. And again, we're talking about those celebrity birthdays for today, March 3rd. Thomas Barbusa is 22. Chip Pepperton on the mic. He was also Peter Pan in those wonderful Geico commercials.
Well, if you get your claim to fame for being the Geico commercial, I don't know what that says. You're competing with a lizard. That's all I've got to say about that. Camila Cabello is 28. She used to be in Fifth Harmony as a solo artist, though. She has teamed up with Shawn Mendes for their hits Señorita and I Know What You Did Last Summer. And Machine Gun Kelly on their top hit, Bad Things. So Camila is very, very talented. I actually am surprised. I thought she would have been older. That was a backwards one on that one. Because I feel like she's been doing music for a minute. So
Right.
She must have started younger than I realized. So good for her. Happy 28th birthday to her. I'm going to leave you with the sports one because I know that that makes you happy.
Yes, it does. Herschel Walker is 63 years young today. NFL star, Georgia Bulldog legend, and he won the Heisman Trophy in 1982. So, yes, those are all of our celebrity birthdays from today, March 3rd. Now, we have a local celebrity birthday, and a lot of people know this guy. This guy is a character. Happy birthday to Tanner B. If you know Tanner, he is one of the greatest brewmasters out there, and he is just a wonderful all-around individual. And I've known Tanner for a long time, just such a good guy. He's a brewmaster. He does some fantastic brews. That's what I got to say about that. So, Tanner, if you're listening, buddy, happy birthday. And no, I'm not playing any polka music for you this morning.
Happy birthday, Tanner. Wasn't he the one, Dave, that you two made some kind of like peanut butter beer or something together?
The circus. Well, he's got a great peanut butter porter. It was the one with the circus peanut infused Hefeweizen. Yes.
Right. When I first started joining the show, you were talking about that. And I was like, what did I get myself into? Oh, my gosh. Tanner, apparently you are famous, absolutely 100%. Happy birthday today, and I think it's time for you and Dave to get together and make some weird beer again. I wanna have some that I get to try and talk about on the radio.
Yeah, you know, I think him and I have got to do a collaboration or something. I'm gonna have to talk him into that today, you know. So Tanner, if you're listening, we got to collab on something. I think we're long overdue for that. We did this in the old days with some various ingredients that were very interesting, to say the least. So Tanner, happy birthday to you, buddy. I hope you have a great day. Emily, you're going to be back with us this 8:10. We're going to talk about our pet of the week. We have a single pet this week from the Sauk County Humane Society.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that.
Me too. Looking forward to that as well. And so again, we are going to play a couple of songs from our celebrity birthday list coming up next. We're going to have Tone Loc, and we're going to play Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren to celebrate our celebrity birthdays from today, Monday, March 3rd. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first smart knees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin, is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The smart knee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunrise.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Maximum 80s, hits, 99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
All right, some weird button pushing was going on there. So first, we're celebrating celebrity birthdays this morning. We're going to celebrate with Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren as she celebrates her birthday. And then we're going to celebrate with Tone Loc. So here's Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren. I've had the time of my life right here on Max FM.
Have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I'm so long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, 'cause we seem to understand. Just remember,
you're the one thing
I can't get enough of.
So I'll tell you something.
This could be done because I had the time of my life. I never
way before.
Never felt. Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I hope it'll
take you.
strive for my money. So on the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out, it's always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine and still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when bodies start slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. At the local discotheque, this fine chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now and maybe later, you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler, I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what?